Commissioners Cup Barbecue Cook-Off and Festival. That's today's topic here on the Southern Farm Network, as I am joined, as I am each Tuesday, by Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. And Commissioner, tell us about this event and some of the updates of what is new this year.
Well, you're right, Mike. We always think of the Commissioners Cup as sort of the kickoff for the State Farmers Market spring season. It's this Saturday, the 24th. Starts at 11 o'clock, goes to 3 o'clock there at the State Farmers Market out on Charleston Highway. As usual, very reasonably priced at $5 per person, but our folks coming in at 12 years old and under with three canned goods for Harvest Hope get in free. How about that? So always a good family event. People love barbecue, and they love to watch teams go at it, because I'm telling you, we'll have 40-something teams. And they are as passionate about barbecue as maybe someone is about football or baseball or whatnot. So that's what makes it so much fun out there.
Oh, that does sound like a lot of fun. And they're going to be making four different styles of South Carolina barbecue. Is that right?
Well, that's right. We're one of the states that, you know, we don't agree a lot in South Carolina on a lot of things, whether it's football teams or barbecue. So within our small little state, we have four different styles of barbecue. If you come from where I grew up eating barbecue, it's the mustard sauce. You move to other parts, maybe across the lakes, low country areas. You get into the spicy vinegar. That'll clear your sinuses good.
That's right.
Move up to the PD further up, you'll see a finely chopped barbecue with light tomato. And then finally upstate, you go away into that and you go to pulled and chopped and sliced meat with a heavier tomato sauce. So, you know, we love to argue about, I guess, everything from politics to football, and we're going to argue about barbecue too. But that's why we have the Commissioner's Cup, and we have our judges coming to help us decide who does the best at it.
That sounds great. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. And besides the barbecue, what else is going on?
It's a great family outing, so we've got educational things for the children. We've got our vendors who will be selling a variety of crafts and specialty foods. If it's around agriculture, you know we're going to have tractors, so we've got an antique tractor exhibit. Our friends, the Going Commando Band, is coming back, and they play just some great background music while people just sort of mill around. If you get tired of just barbecue, we've got our vendors out there who's selling other types of items, so it's just a well-rounded day to be out there.
And I know it wouldn't be possible without the folks from the South Carolina Pork Board as well. I know you want to mention them in here.
Well, you're right. If you've got barbecue, you've got pork. And our South Carolina Pork Board has been very supportive every year, and others as well. The Farm Bureau, Frankie's Fun Park, Sin Brothers, right there on the market. Home Pest Control, a great home family-based business in West Columbia, as well as Nephron Pharmaceuticals, our neighbors are right across the interstate. The folks at Bill and Luke Kennedy are just great neighbors, so Nephron is one of our new sponsors. So a great day out at the market. I've ordered some great weather, so let's see how good I am at that, and hope the folks come out and enjoy it.
Well, the 7th Annual Commissioner's Cup Barbecue Cook-Off and Festival is this Saturday from 11 to 3 at the South Carolina State Farmers Market on Charleston Highway in West Columbia, and we look forward to seeing everyone there. Commissioner, thank you so much.
Okay, Mike, thanks.